You're on Daf Tzadik Hei Yomid Beis. We had in the Mishnah Machlokes, Tanakame and Rabbi Gamliel, the person finds Tfilim Bemokim Shenevodim, how one brings them back into the Shtot. The Tanakame says Machnison Zug Zug, that he puts on one pair at a time, and Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shnaim Shnaim is permitted to put on two pairs at a time. So let's just go over the end of the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis. Around 5 lines from the bottom. V'hoche b'shabes zman tfilin kemiflegi. The Gemara wanted to say that the machlekes between the Tanakame and Rabbi Gamliel is if Shabbos is zman tfilin. The Tanakame of Shabbos zman tfilin. The Tanakame holds Shabbos zman tfilin. The whole heter that one has to wear tefillin on Shabbos is because mekayim the mitzvah. So memele, one pair is a mitzvah. And two pairs, he doesn't have a mitzvah. And it's not a tachshit. It's not a levisha shal mitzvah. And it's not a tachshit. And Rashi says he's over about Taisef also. That's if he holds Shabbos zman tefillin. And Ram Gamliel Sover Shabbos loves zman tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos is Lav's Zman Tefillin. And he holds it is a Tachshit. So Mamela, if it is a Tachshit, he's permitted to wear more than one pair of Tefillin. He's permitted to wear two pairs of Tefillin. The reason he's not permitted to wear three, because there's no place, there's no Mokim Barosh for three pairs of Tefillin. So then it doesn't have a Teiris Tachshit. The boy is aimed the Kula Alme Shabbos Zman Tefillin. And everyone holds Shabbos is man tefillin. And let us see Rashi. Rashi is mahapach the girsa. 3 lines from the bottom in Rashi. And we'll go with this malach. V'nirali dahochi garsin. Everyone holds Shabbos is zman tefillin. Tanakamis of mitzvahs ein tzriches kavon. The Tanakam holds mitzvahs ein tzriches kavon. Ulekula alme tachshetein. It's a tachshet. Hilka. Even the linya mayfik yadeche vasek nafik belay kavane. Your yaitze without kavane. Le inyan bal taisef nami. Apol gavdele mechavan lehu le mitzvah ike bal taisef. So even though he's not mechavan le mitzvah, but if mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavane, so he's mekayim the mitzvah, and the male if he wears two pairs of tefillin, so he's ave bal taisef. Kiven this man tvilenu. The Rabban Gamliel sovar tzriches kavon lo tzeis yedei chayvosa. Am Gamliel holds in order to be mekayim the mitzvah you need kavon. So memele calls man there was no kavon. The reason he's wearing it he wants to be matzel the tvilen hilkech vebal toisef nami loyovar adem mechavin le mitzvah. He's not oyver bal toisef till he be mechavin le mitzvah. So since he's not mechavel a mitzvah, therefore, he can wear two pairs of tefillin because it is a tachshit. Masha'inken, according to the Tanakame, is since Shabbos man tefillin and mitzvahs ein tzriches kavone, automatically he'll be over bal toisef. There's a kasha that the Toisef Rabbeinu Peretz asks over here. The Sam Kasha the Turei Evan also asks the kasha. The Shitas HaRashbam is that afilu we hold mitzvahs ein tzriches kavone, and a person is yoitzer without kavone, but if he has kavone lehepech, he's not yoitzer. So, according to the Tanakama, we also have an eitzer. We see from Rav Gamliel, if you're not yoitzer, if mitzvahs tzriches kavone, if you're not yoitzer, there's no bal taisef. Bal Taisef is only applies if he's doing a mitzvah and he's meisav on the mitzvah. So according to Ram Gamliel, mitzvah is triches kavani wasn't mechaven, so there's no mitzvah, there's no Bal Taisef. So the Taisef Rabbein Peretz asks, according to the Tanakama, we also have an eitzah to wear two pairs tefillin. He should be mechaven befeirish, he does not want to be bekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. So memele, he's not yaitzah. So memele, then there's no Bal Taisef. That is the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha. There's a bakanta teretz that It's brought down in Chedusha Rav Shloime, and Rav Shloime says as follows. There's a tremendous difference if you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavone, or you hold mitzvahs ein tzriches kavone, and he was mechavan beferish not to be yaitze. If you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavone, so then the taich is that kozman, he was not mechavan to be mekayim the mitzvah, it's not considered hamaisa hamitzvah. In order to be considered hamaisa hamitzvah, you need kavone for it. Without kavone, it's not considered hamaisa hamitzvah. He brings a raya to this yesod from a gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that if a person is teikeya loshir, so that means he was not teikeya to be mekayim the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, so a person who heard the tkiyah is also not yoytze. So he says, if the din of mitzvah tzriches kavone is only a din, I'm not yoytze, but it's considered a maisa hamitzvah, so why can't the Shemeya be Yoitze? The Shemeya heard at Tkiyah Shal Mitzvah, but I grad wasn't Yoitze, because I wasn't Mechaben to be Yoitze with my Tkiyahs. But the Shemeya should be Yoitze, if he has Kavone to be Yoitze with the Tkiyahs. So we see from this Gemara, that if you hold Mitzvah Striches Kavone, it is not considered a Maisa HaMitzvah without Kavone. So therefore it's not considered a Maisa HaMitzvah, so therefore the Gemara says, there's no Baal Taisef. The Indian of Baal Taisef is if you're Moisef on a mitzvah. He's not even doing a mitzvah. Just like if a person would have a posle tefillin. So, to wear two pairs of posle tefillin. He's not doing a maisa hamitzvah, so there's no way he suffered. So a mitzvah without kavan is also not considered a maisa hamitzvah. That is according to Rabban Gamliel. But, according to the Tanakhama that hold mitzvahs ein tzriches kavonim, so a maisa mitzvah, it is considered a filu without kavonim. No, if he's mechaven not to be yoitze, so a kiyama mitzvah he doesn't have. Bal kochoch leinofik, he won't be yoitze the mitzvah, but a maisa mitzvah is considered. So as long as it's considered a maisa mitzvah, there's an inyan of bal toisim. V'ibayis Eima. Now we'll start a new Gemara. V'ibayis Eima. So the Gemara wants to say another Mahalach. The Kuli Alme Lotzeis Loiboi Kavone. Everyone holds Shabbos Mantvil. Everyone holds Lotzeis Loiboi Kavone. Yoyitze without Kavone. Ay, soy bezoy. So why aren't you over Baal Taisef according to Ram Gamliel? If in order to be over Baal Taisef, you have to be mechavan. The Tanikam is over lava mishum Baal Taisef loy boy kavone. The Tanikam holds, since mitzvah saint tzriches kavone, so it's considered a maisa hamitzvah, you do the mitzvah, you're putting on two pairs of tefillin, and so you're over Baal Taisef. Lava mishum Baal Taisef lay boy kavon. You don't need a new kavone to be over Baal Taisef. Ram Gamliel sova laver mishum Baal Taisef boy kavone. Ram Gamliel holds even though mitzvah saint tzriches kavone, aber laver mishum Baal Taisef boy kavone. Let us see Rashi. V'iboyis eima le'inyin lotzeis kulam aloy pligi. The yedei chayvos ein nafik. Everyone holds that one is yoytze afal gav de lo yichab. Even if he wasn't mechaven to be mekayim a mitzvah, he's doing a maisa mitzvah, he's yoytze. Linyan bal toysef pligi. Letane kamiki heichad linyan mapik nafik. Just like to be yoytze the mitzvah, he's yoytze without kabon. Linyan bal toysef namayava. So he's over bal toysef also. He's doing twice a maisa mitzvah. L'Rabban Gamliel, Eloi mechaven le'mitzveh, if he wasn't mechaven le'mitzveh, loy ova. If he wasn't mechaven le'mitzveh, he wasn't ova. He has to be mechaven le'mitzveh. L'chei, it's a little difficult to understand, if you hold mitzvahs ein tzriches kavone, so it's considered you're doing a maisa mitzveh. So what is netoisef by Baal Taisef? You have to be mechaven le'mitzvah. If you're not mechaven le'mitzvah, there's no Baal Taisef. What is the kavona le'mitzvah moisef more Rashi would say he has to be mechavan to be moisif. So good. There's a psadin in Baal Tosif, he has to be mechavan to be moisif on the mitzvah. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says you have to be mechavan le mitzvah. So why do you have to be mechavan le mitzvah? If a mitzvah is ein friches kavone. I thought perhaps it could be, according to this lashon, there's a machloikis, why mitzvahs ain't zriches kavone. The Tanakam holds mitzvahs ain't zriches kavone because there's no such din. It's considered a maisa ha-mitzvah without kavone. Mitzvahs ain't zriches kavone. Rav Gamliel holds, no, be'emison, you need kavone in order to make it a maisa ha-mitzvah. I hold mitzvahs ain't zriches kavone, so it's such a min bechine like stoma lishmo. What's the type stoma lishmo? Stoma lishmo koi. You have a kolben, so it's you're shechting it. Now, why am I shechting the kolben? I'm shechting the kolben for the ritzui that this kolben has. I didn't think beferish for this ritzui, but stoma lishmo koi. If you have a kolben, stoma the shechit is for the ritzui that the kolben gives. So could be that is for a mitzvah ain't zriches kavone because mistome there's a subconscious kavone. If he's doing, why is he putting on tefillin at Shabbos? Why is he putting on tefillin? He's putting on tefillin because he wants to make a mitzvah tefillin. There's a mitzvah of tefillin, so that's why he's putting on tefillin. So you don't have to be mechaven beferish. Mitzvah ain't zriches kavone because mistome you're mechaven for the mitzvah. So that is davke. When he'll get a kiyum ha-mitzvah through the levisha. So then I say, mistami's mechavin le-mitzvah. But what is if he won't get a kiyum ha-mitzvah for the levisha? Because it'll be over Baal Tosef. So then there's no stoma le-shmokoi. So memela, so then he won't be, so then it's not considered a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Because the whole reason it's considered a ma'isa mitzvah is there's a stomach, mistomi's mechavan l'shem mitzvah. Mistomi's mechavan l'shem mitzvah is only when, I only say this when he'll get a kiyum mitzvah. But if he'll get an aveira by being mechavan l'shem mitzvah, then it's called he was moisiv, so then I don't say mistomi was mechavan l'shem mitzvah. So in order to be over about Tosfos, according to Rav Gamliel, you have to be mechavan l'mitzvah. Could be that pshat the machlokes. The boy is saying, then the Gemara says, I'll tell you a new mahalach. E the sphere along the Shabbos zman tefillin. If everyone will hold Shabbos zman tefillin, the kula alme, loy lave, boy kavone, loy lotzeis boy kavone. If you hold Shabbos zman tefillin, so then just like, when we hold in order to be yaitz, you don't need kavone. Baal Tosef, you also don't need kavone. It's considered a ma'isa ha mitzvah, and I'm doing a ma'isa. A ma'isa mitzvah without kavone is also a ma'isa mitzvah. And if I'm doing two of them, so I'm over Baal Tosef. Now, what is the machloikis? V'hoche belava shaloi bezmane kemiflegi. Because grad these two tanoim hold Shabbos lav zman tefillin. They hold Shabbos is Lav's Mantvillin, so Memele. So then there's a Meiradikis for it to say, so it's not considered a Maisa Mitzvah. If you're doing a Levishas Tvillin, Shaloi Bismanoi, so then in order to be able Baal Tosef, Al Kaponim, you have to be Mechavan, to be Mekai Mitzvah Tvillin, to make it a Maisa Mitzvah, it's not a Zman Mitzvah. So that's the Machloikis Tandoim. Tanekam is over loy boy kavon. The Tanekam holds a moira de kechidish. That even though it's loves man tefillin, Shabbos is loves man tefillin, but it is has Hashem ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Even though there's no kiyum is up correct, but it's considered he's doing a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. Shaloi bezmanoi, it's not zman tefillin. But it's considered he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So if he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah, so memele, so if he wears two pairs of tefillin, he'll be over Baal Tosef. Ram Gamliel sova, laver shaloi bizmanoi, boi kavone. Laver shaloi bizmanoi, boi kavone. If it's shaloi bizmanoi, so then, in order to be over Baal Tosef, you need kavone. Let us see Rashi. The boy is saying, Isvir alon, Vilakulam Shabbos, Zman Tvilin. So then, Loi Lave, Loi Lotzis Boy Kavone. Then you don't need Kavone in order to be Eva Bal Taisev, you don't need Kavone in order to be Mekai Mitzvah Tvilin. Veike Bal Taisev. Elo Shabbos Lav Zman Tvilin. They both hold Shabbos Lav Zman Tvilin. The Boho Pligi, the Tanakam is over, Shaloi Bizmani Nami. Afilu beloi kavon mitzvah. It's considered I'm doing a maisa mitzvah. V'toisves imo. So I'm doing a maisa mitzvah with a toisves. I'm eva bal toisves. I'm gamliel shaloi bizmanoi ve'enoi miskaven. Ein kan remes mitzvah. There's no remes to a mitzvah. Ve'ein kan toisves. Shaloi bizman. It's not considered a maisa mitzvah. So there's no toisves. Frag the Gemara, Ihochi, if you're telling me that according to the Tanakhame, which we said on Dav Tzadikim at Beis could be Rameya, so the Rameya Zug Echod Nami Loi. So if a person wears one pair of tefillin, the Tanakhame says you're not allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos. So you say, Kashayva Bal Taisa, but one pair you're allowed to wear. Is Zug Echod Nami Loi. One should not be permitted to wear one pair of tefillin either. Why? Let us see Rashi. Zug echod nami loy. The yesh kan toisves. You also moisev. What's toisof? Shem moisev Shabbos alachay le mitzvah tzul. You moisev another day. The Torah said that the mitzvah tzul is only noyig be a moisachay and you moisev another day. We wear tzul another day. And you say you don't need kavon. You also have about toisves. About toisev. So memele. So how are you permitted to wear one pair of tzul? Va'oid another kasha. Similar kash. Hayosh and bishmini besuke, if a person sleeps. Shmini atzeres in a suke, si sheyulki, she get malkus al bal toisef. Again, is moisef another day. The Torah said that one should be hayosh besuke shivas yomim, besuke teish for shivas yomim, and he's moisef another day. He's the yeshiva of 8 days. So Rashi, boy da yoshem b'shmini b'suke yulke, the meisiv shmini ala shvi. Vanan, and who says, vanan meisiv yasvinim b'shmini b'sofek shvi lechatchil, we are meisiv yasvin. Hello, so from this is a raya that sheloi bizmanoi beloi kavon elav toisvus. See, that way we said before that it's considered an automatic toisvus, it's considered a meisiv mitzvus, and an automatic toisvus filled without kavon. Lav taisvisu, lahi sharinam. And therefore, it is mutter. Dishminihu, loy mechavin le mitzvisuke. So that's why we're permitted to be a yoshan bishmini, because we're masne. That if it's shvi, you want to be mekai mitzvisuke, and if it's shmini, loy mechavin le mitzvisuke. But al kaponim, we see from this, that shaloi bizmanoi, without kavone, lotzeis, there's no baltaisev. Elo machvarte kedishaninan meikor. So pashtis is, this last teretz is not a good teretz, because it's amuyim de kechidish to say that shaloi bizmanoi, yoiva baltaisev without kavone. So the previous terutzim, machvarte kedishaninan meikor, B'Shabbos Zman, V'Lav Zman Tfilin Uda Kamiflegi. So Rashi says that for some reason the Gemara has charota from all the Mahalchim, we go back to the first Mahalach. The Rishash and Avshmush Melke Toibish ask, why did Rashi, what's wrong with all the other Mahalchim? The last Mahalach was Shver, but the other Mahalchim were good. Demison, the Loshen Kedishoninon Meikore, what the Shoyski is in Birashi, Meikore, like the first Teretz. But we have to know talk what's wrong with the other Teretz. Al Koponim, there is Zichr such a Mahalach, that the Machloikis, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Gamliel is, if Shabbos is man tefillin, or Shabbos is Lav's man tefillin. Frag the Gemore, Uman Shamet Lei Shabbos is man tefillin. Who holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? Zmol says Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Shabbos is man tefillin. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Raisa says, on the posik v'shamarto, this is the last posik in Parshas Boy, v'shamarto esachuka hazois l'moyado miyomim yomim. Now, the posik before this posik speaks about tefillin. The posik before that speaks about Korban Pesach. So now the shaila is, what v'shamarto esachuka hazois l'moyado miyomim yomim is going on. So the Tanakhama learns it's going on tefillin. Yomim, so Mameli Darshan is as follows. Shishamata Sukhazois Lumayado, Mi Yomim, Yomim, Loy Leilis. Mi Yomim, Miut, Mitzos Yomim, Loy Kol Yomim. Prat, Lishabosois, Vi Yomim Toivim, Divre Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Abekiva Oimel, so we see Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds close Shabbos Lav's Mantil. Abekiva Oimel, Loinema, Chukazu, Elo Leinyim Pesach Bilvat. It's not going on the previous posik. Going on the psukim before that pasuk, which is speaking about Pesach, shamarta zachuka zois l'moyadim yomim mime. Each year you should bring a korban Pesach. So we don't have any miut whatsoever on Laila. We don't have a miut on Shabbos v'yontiv. So memele. So without a miut, Shabbos man tefillin, yontiv's man tefillin. Let us see Rashi. Uman tane de shamed le da omar Shabbos man tefillin de mukim masnisim alibay. Shemaltas achuka beparshas kaddish liksi viachas medal parshiyeh shal tefil. Hello linyan Pesach, the airi bola elmine. Bahai mi yomim yomimo, mishono lishono. The metargeminon, mizman lizman. Alme, mi deloi dorish rabikiva hai krobet tefil. If he doesn't darshan this posik, speaking about tefil, shmamino desviralei, if you don't have a, it's not speaking about tefillin, so al-kochach, he holds Laila v'Shabbos man tefillin. The loika memayit lukro, because I don't have a miyit. Without a miyit, meichitaisi should be memayit. Frekte gemore, beloho disna, we learned in the Mishnah, Pesach, v'hamilo mitzvah saseim. The Mishnah says that Pesach emilo is chayiv koris, but it's a mitzvah sasei. Since it's a mitzvah sasei, so therefore, if a person is mevatel, this mitzvah sasei doesn't bring a chatos, because a chatos is only brought on a chayiv koris that came about when one was over a lot. But chayiv krisis through a bitl mitzvah sasei, there's no chayiv chatos. So Pesach v'amila mitzvah sasei. Frek the gemore, leime de loike Rabbi Kiva. The hi Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, that darshans the posik. V'shamarta sachukazois is going on Pesach. Kiven de muki lo be Pesach. Lav nami ike kidrab ovin omer rabbi loi. So there should be a lav also. The omer rabbi ovin omer rabbi loi. Kolmokim shenema hi shomer pen va'al. Einoi elo be loi sasem. That hi shomer is a loi sasem. So memele it says v'shamarta sachukos. So it's a lav. So the Gemara says, "Afilu teimer Rabbi Kiva, ishomar de lav lav, ishomar de asay asay." He says, "If you have ishomar of a lav, so ishomar is also a lav. If you have ishomar of a vishamarta on a key and mitzvah asay, so it doesn't have a din of a lav; it's a din of a say." So Rashi, "Behold, this number becomes the krisus. HaPesach v'hamila af al pishiyesh b'em koris hoil b'em b'em lav ala mitzvah saseyin ein mevin al shigigosan chatos shein chatos bo ela alav dekos k'dosi v'ashel lo yisei yoseno." So the Gemara says, that doesn't go according to Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, lav nami yikadoksi v'shamarto v'chol shmir azor eslavi k'daravovin. Simon says, no, Ishama de lav, lav, Ishama de asay, asay. Perish, Ishama shalo isase, kain, kigoy, Ishama lucha penti, chesbris, Ishama lucha penti, nokesh, Ishama benegatzara, shalo yokets, paharosoi. That's a lot. Ishama de asay, ki haidu vishamata sachuko. So this is a mitzvah sasay. So the vial we have that if Shabbos is man tefillin or not, is a machlokes Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. Frek de gemore v'sova Rabbi Akiva Shabbos man tefillin. Does Rabbi Kiva hold Shabbos man tefillin? Vosanya Rabbi Kiva Oimer Yochel Yeniach Odom Tfilin Beshabosais Vyomim Taivim Tamad Loimer Vahoyo Lechol Ois Al Yotcho Mishet Zrichin Ois. That Tfilin, the whole Chiv of Tfilin is if you need a Ois. Yotzu Eilu Shehen Gufon Ois. Shabbos alone is an Ois, Yontav is an Ois. So therefore, there's no need to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we see klal that Rabbi Kiva, even though the pasuk v'shamarta he uses for Korban Pesach, but he has a different miut that Shabbos and Yom Tov loves man tefillin. Mi shetzrichen ois yotzu elu shehein gufon ois. It's a very interesting Tshuvas Trumas Hadeshen. Someone asked the Trumas Hadeshen, the Smak says that a Yid has to have two oises, Mila and Tfilin, and Mila and Shabbos. Papishnaim Eidem Yokim Dovo. So you need two oises. So someone asked the Trumas Hadeshen, so it will come out, a person who may so achiv machmas mila, so he's an oral, so he should be mechuyiv to wear tefillin Shabbos, because a person needs two oises. That's, so the Trumas Hadeshen said that all these droshes, the time of the draw, are not, it's not used lahalocha. That means, this is a tam, but even if the tam doesn't apply, he brings a raya. The Gemara says, "Why is Mila Bishmini Shaloi Yekol Smeichim Ba'ovi Vimay Atzevim?" That's why you wait till Shmini that the Yodas can be Metayer herself. So he said, "What if she's a Yeledes Bezoiv? So she won't be Tahira Bishmini. So then the Mila will be Yem Yudalek. So Kochoch, these are timing, but if the timing are not applicable, the halacha still remains." Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Moyredeke Rashi, Mi Shetzrichin Ois. Yomim She Yisroel Tzrichin Lahamed Ois Al Atzma. The days that Yidden have to be Mamed Ois Al Atzma Lahakir Shehem Machzikim B'Teirosoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of tefillin applies in the days when Yidden have to be mamidois lahakir shem achzikim teros shel kadosh baruch hu. Yotzu shabosis v'mem toivim shem atzman ois bein hakadosh baruch hu liyisrael tosiv ki oisi beini ubeineichem. Let us see Taisvitz. Zog Taisvitz. Yomim prat l'shabosis v'yomim toivim. Nire da adrosha de lois al yotcha de besamuch kosom. So the Marsha explains, Taisus had a kasha. Taisus had a kasha, it says a posik, mi yomim yomimo. So, for mi yomim, mitzas yomim, were mamayit shabosay. So, mehechen taisus should be mitzas yomim, maybe mamayit Tuesdays. Why dafke Shabbos? Behechi Taisi, you should be Memayit Shabbos, Yontev. I mean, where's the Aremis? Taka Mitzah Shomim. Some days yes, and some days not. But Behechi Taisi, you should be Memayit Shabbos. So Taisi says, because he was Seimach on the second Pasuk. Because the second Pasuk says that the whole Mechuvin is that Tzulun should be an Ois. So Memele, so the days that you don't need a noise, there's no chiyuv of tefillin. So you say mech on this pasuk. Frek the Shagas Arye, and Simen Mem Aleph, so you say mech on this pasuk, so why do you need the miyomim? You have this pasuk already. Emes and the Rishonim is the kasha. But the Shagas Arye says a moiridike vote. The Shagas Arye says there's a moiridike difference between the pasuk v'hoyelachol ha'ois and the pasuk v'shamarto. Vahoyulachala ois only tells me that there's no chiyuv of tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you have an ois. But what if a person wants to put on tefillin? He's a sheiget, he's doing an avere, he's not doing a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
but there won't be an Aveira. So now Vishamarta Sachuka is telling me Vishamarta Sachuka Zois Miyomim, you should be careful that tefillin should not be worn all the days. So the days I told you there's no mitzvah, there's an issa. So come out Amor Dikanavka mean between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's an issa to wear tefillin Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no chiv of tefillin. But in Issa, there also won't be. Yeah. Ula chayre, zog taisves, ein lo niach tefillin b'chay lamayt. One should not wear tefillin chalamayt either. She ain't sorry chayis. So now taisves is magdir, what is the yayis? The osa b'moloche b'dover she'ine ovid. Taisves holds, meleches chalamayt is osa min ha-teire. So memela, that goof is a noise. Ba'oid v'chayiv b'sukkah b'chag. Then besides this a malacha, there's a chayiv sukkah, so the chayiv sukkah is a ois. U'b'Pesach osa b'achilas chometz. Pesach kol shivas hayomim is an iser of achilas chometz. The goyim says, Maisa Rav, that what he tines chalamoid is part of on tefillin, so he wants to say because the ois of sukkah is sukkah and the ois of Pesach is because it's a mitzvah of matzah kol shiva. He brings this pakat. This is bakanta shitas hagoyin that is a mitzvah kol shiva. Taisus didn't say like this. Taisus said that the not eating is also a ois. Not eating chametz is also a ois. But the goyim seems to learn that fakert if chalamoid is part of on tefillin because there's you need a ois chiyuvi the eating matzah that's a nice so memele so being zayit is a mitzvah to eat what's the ois of Shabbos that me wissen klo al kaponim lochere Shabbos zicher the iser of shvise b'malochet. But here the goyim says that here the ois of Pesach is the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Because the kitzah, so we have an ois and chalamoid, either the isa of shvisa b'malache, or the mechiv sukkah, the isa chametz. So memela, one should not wear tefillin chalamoid. V'chein posko b'alochis gdoilis, avu b'yirishalmi mashme de tzoyech loniach. The goras of who gavre the over tefillin, someone lost his tefillin, chalamoid. Ose lekamei derav chananu. Shodre lekamei derav babachon. Omale lesafre, so rabba babachon told his sefer, zil havle tefiloch. You give him your tefillin. Va'at ksev lecha. You write another pair of tefillin for yourself. The tane kais of Adam tefillin la'atzmoi. So Mamela will make this harame, so you'll give him your tefillin, then your mechusa tefillin, so you'll write your own tefillin. Also lakami derav omalei zil ksoiv lei lehedya. You can write for me, don't give him your tefillin, you can write for me my parasha tefillin. So the gemara mas nisim pligia lei derav, says kais of Adam tefillin la'atzmoi, aber lacherim roloi. So the gemara says rav poso lohaniach. Perish, mamit ha-mishne, that what lacherem is also, shirotzo lohaniyach la'achar ha-moyit. So that is lacherem is also, and la'atzmei is mutter. We have to understand, Klo, what lom this is, why la'atzmei is mutter. But I says about letzayrech acherim for chalamoid gufe al letzayrech amoid yochalichte vachlach aflacherim. So you see, klo that chalamoid is man tefillin. Betrotach tefillin chalamoid. You'll have to write for someone. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz wants to be matre the raya from the Yerushalmi. And he wants to say pshat that, no, chalamoid is lav zman tefillin. So what is pshat in the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi is speaking about that he should write tefillin for him, for he should have tefillin right after chalamoid. the day after Chalamoid Yisrochage, he'll need tefillin in the morning. So Memela, therefore, you should write tefillin, you're permitted to write tefillin for him now. That what the Yerushalmi says, Lohaniach, is La'atzmoy, is Mutter, and for Acherim is also. Lohaniach does not mean for right after Chalamoid. Lohaniach means to make a lot of tefillin, you should have for much later. That is La'atzmoy is Mutter, La'acherim is also. But he says, but to write tefillin and chalamoid, for right after chalamoid, that's called atzeirach hamoid, which is very interesting. That is chaylik antoisvis. He wants to say that Yerushalmi is speaking about to write tefillin for right after chalamoid, and this is called atzeirach hamoid. L'chayra, what kind of atzeirach hamoid is this? It's atzeirach avisrochag, not atzeirach hamoid. So it seems that it's mutl on a yid and chalamoid to make sure that he'll wear half tefillin after chalamoid. Not now he'll chayr is mechuyev to see to it. Like there's a bakante min cheschinach that's chaylik on the tzlach. The min cheschinach tain is that he says vishtel tzachavek the mitzvah of akrovas haPesach before Pesach is before Pesach. So I'm not mechuyev to do anything. And when it becomes this man of Shechitas HaPesach, I'm derech hachoike, was will man from me? So the Minchas Chinuch Tain is, al kocher als the chiev of Shechita Ere Pesach, I'm mechuyiv before Pesach, to be mekar of myself to the Beis HaMikdash in order to, that when this man will be, I won't be with derech hachoike. That's mutl before Pesach, before this man chiev. He's mutl to see he'll be able to be mekayim the chiev. So Ibazoi, so, that could be pshat in the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, that this is considered a tzeirach hamoyed, and moyed amechuyev to be doyeg, that I should have tefillin right after moyed. Kaponim it's a machloikis harishoinim, and today it's in Shulchan Aruch, the Machabel says, chalamoyed is lavzman tefillin, and the Ramos says that our minig is that we do wear tefillin. Vishamarto es hachuka hazois. Mikan oimer Rabbeinu Tam, afilu bnei marove, da ve mevorchim shoyu chilzen tfilin lishme chukot. The Gemara says in Broches that the bnei marove, when they took off their tfilin, they made a broche. Lishme chukot. Hainu davke kshechilitz somoch lachashecha. So that broche is not something when they took off tfilin. When they took off tfilin, before Lila, and that's the posik. V'shamarta sachuka hazois. This is the chok. The chok is that it should be yomim v'loy leilois. So memele, when they took off the tefillin right before Lila, they made a brocha lishmer chukah. V'shem de Lila loves man tefillu. The chok siv chukah. This is what the chok is. But some of their personal take off tefillin in the day, I feel according to the Yerushalmi, they didn't make a broch. Me like Kaimelon Hochi. We don't pass like the Yerushalmi, when Sarah Lavoy Chatelo Chelsa Mishum Laila. The Kaimelon Kerabi Kiva Domole Nemre Chukazu Elodin Pesach Bilvat. Ubakoy Mitzrabe Poskin, the Laila's Mantvil, Nachashine. Kaket Laila's Mantvil. Baitla Tabi Kiva, Ravashi Ravina Maski Osam Haloche Be Meiren Kain. Therefore, we zicha don't make the broch. And the fill of the Yerushalmi, that paskin of the Rabbi Yosei Glili, that stafke, if you take off the tefillin before Laila. Hishama ba'asei asei. So the Gemara said, if the Shamarta is going on Pesach, so then Pesach should be a lav. And the Mishnah says that that the Pesach is an asay. So the Gemara says, he's shomer the asay asay. Afilu Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Bakay Mitzchabe, he's shomer the asay nami lavu. Rabbi Yochanan holds, he's shomer the asay is a lav. Ulohochi, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hameiniach tefillin achashkiyas hachama oiver belav. So he holds an ishomer of an asay is also a lav. is moide hu, so Tosfos says, that what Rabbi Yochanan says, ashomer ba'asei is also a lav, is it matters. Moide hu, shim loy hiniach b'yoim, if he didn't wear tefillin by day, she'ine loike, and not wearing tefillin by day, there's no lav. The linyan hanochas hayoim, hishomer ba'asei asayu, that is also moide, that legabi the mitzvahs hanocha b'yoim, it's an asay, k'moy linyan asiyas ha-pesach, damo chedava asay, mishim babi kum asay. Because, v'shamalta sachuk azois miyomim, so the pasuk is telling me two things. It's telling me you should be nizer, to wear tefillin yomim. And then that's v'shamalta. And then so that's a shamalta and kum asay. So that, if you're according to Rabbi Yochanan, is an asay. The davke le'inyan hanochas tefillin ba'layla koma Rabbi Yochanan de lavu. The davke me'isham b'negat zaras t'choshev le'lav b'pekim le'hebi. So b'meyla here also, because here v'shamarta sachuka azois mi'yomim v'loy le'lois. So the v'shamarta is going on the lav abo mechlal asay v'loy le'lois. So that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Hishoma makes it a lot. The Vishamalta makes it a lot. Vishamalta and the Loy Leilois. But that's what it says. Vishamalta sahuka says miyomim. The Vishamalta that's going and that which is a kumba say, that sichas nasei fill according to Rabbi Yochanan. Just like the Gemara says Hishoma benega taras is called a lot. That means, so there's a few mashmois in the pasuk. Is the mashmois of Iser, if there's akdom of Ishama to it, so then Ishama makes it a lav. Tosfos starts off by saying, Tosfos wants to say a shtik toira, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Ishama the Essen Amila. So Lachayre, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, if a person doesn't wear tefillin by day, it should also be a lav. So Tosfos is Machalik. But let us see the Lashon of Tosfos. Afilu Rabbi Yochanan Doma Bakay Mitzrabe. Ishama the Essen Amila. Lachayim in Yech Tefillin Achashki Yisach Hamaive Belav. Moidehu, Rabbi Yochanan is moide, shimlei niach b'yoim, if he didn't wear tefillin by day, she'einei loike. There is not loike. So weistachois on the shtik teira of Tosfos, we would take the Gemara Menachas face value that Ishama the es is alav. So if a person would not wear tefillin by day, it would be loike, because Ishama the es is alav. Now, lechayre, loike, zichre couldn't be. The Gemara says in Malkis, Rabbi Yochanan's lav, shein be mai, shein loike nolo. So, memele, afilo would be a lav, you wouldn't get Malkis. If Tosfos would say the loshen, that, boidu shim leinich b'yoim, shein oiva b'lav, it's good, okay, so that's a pilpul. Is he shomel, Rabbi Yochanan says he shomel, the S is a lav, so you have to know which S it. But Tosfos says, like lechayre, a filler would be a lav, you wouldn't be like according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan's lav shein b'mayis and like and all. Al koponim, we have here the vala problem. We did not as yet find a tana that holds that Shabbos is manfil. Zokta Gemore, Elo hai tanu. We found a tana. The sign you will learn to nabaraisa. Haneir belaylo, rotsa chaylitz. Person is up at night. He's not sleeping. He doesn't have an intent to sleep. So rotsa, if he wants chaylitz, if he wants, he can take off the tefillin. Rotsa miniach. If he wants, he can be miniach the tefillin. Divrei Rab Nosson. So Rab Nosson holds vaylas man tefillin. Yainis nakitayni ayma nichan tefillin belaylo. Is midelaylo latana kam is man tefillin. So we see that Tanakama holds Laila is man tefillin. So Kochi does not darshan miyomim yamima, because tevi memayit yomim v'leilelis. So Memelim doesn't darshan v'shamarto Shabbos nami is man tefillin. Frag the Gemara v'dilme svirale Laila is man tefillin. Who could be Laila is man tefillin? because he doesn't darshe b'shamarta, or b'shabes loves man tvilenu, because of a hoye l'choloi, darshe mini l'rabbi kiva, dom alai loves man tvilenu, Shabbos loves man tvilenu. So the Gemara, ela hai tanu. So the Gemara says, so this tanu is no rai that he holds a Shabbos man tvilenu. Ela hai tanu, disanye, michul bas kushi, michul bas shol, oysa, meneches tvilen, loy michul bo chachom. She used to wear tvilen, and the chachom won moichet. Ve ishtay shol yoyna hoysa oylo l'regul, loy michul bo chachom. Is midaloi michu bo chachomim, if the chachomim want moiche, they let her wear tefillin, alma kosova mitzvah sasei shaloi azman gomi. Karaye, that they hold that it's a mitzvah sasei shaloi azman gomi, so memeila, therefore, noshim archayovis betfillin, therefore, is loi micha. Frekti gemore, no, vidilme sova lo ke rabbi yoisi, the Omar Noshim Saimchais Rishus. No. Could be they hold the Takimitzvah Saseish as Mangrom. But they hold like Rabbi Yossi, Noshim Saimchais Rishus, that even though there's no Chiyuv Smiche and Noshim, by the Mitzvah of Smiche it says Bnei Yisrael, Veloi Bnei Yisrael, if they want to, they could be Saimach. The Eloi Taim Ochan, I'll prove it to you. Ishtai Shal Yayna Haisa Oilu L'Rego, Leimichabo. Mikel amand yom a regel lav mitzvah sasei shas mangromu. Regel is ich a mitzvah sasei shas mangromu. Er lukt. Nu de nafkele im voye lecholo is, ke nafkele le rabbi kiva leo. De muki mi yomim yomimo le pesach. De loy me mayit laylo mi yomim, ke mayit shabbos im voye lecholo is. Bas kushi, bas shol, ke dersiv, al divrei kush ben yemini, dayne shol, ke nabrinim beilu megal. So, Lohirat Rashi gehalt, and if it's not a mitzvah sasei, she'ein azman gromim. Mitzvah sasei she'azman gromim, why should they be moiche? So Rashi says, if a mitzvah, if it is a mitzvah sasei she'azman gromim, ta'ave ki toisves al dibrei toire. So then, it's ki toisves. She'potro noshim mi mitzvah sasei she'azman gromim. And by, so their moisef, a chiev eistes, the teire was magbal, the chiev to anoshim, and by, in their moisef, another sug is also, just like there's a isofa and yomim, there's a isofa and sugim, the davaketaisis aldibre teire shepotra noshim in mitzvah sasaisha as mangrome, and there, wearing tefillin, so it's kit, Rashi says, kit tois, vice tois, tois also brings down nirik, it's nirik kit tois, vice is not an emes about tois, so al-bakon mit rabbanu would be yosef. Shal yoyne ben amitai, shal lo yaz mangro, halme mitzvah tefillin kol sho, gam belaylo, gam beshabbos, imafkes chad, because of one of these manim, there's no mitzvah, havelus man kavua, so the noshim would be, also, Rabbi Yosi lekamon noshim soimchais rishus va'af al gav d'chsid daber al bnei Yisrael v'amart aleihem odom ki yakrev mikem v'somach lei v'somach yodai. So the v'somach yodai is going on bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael soimchim v'loi bnei Yisrael soimchais al koponim noshim soimchais rishus. Very interesting, Rabbi Chonon and Seif Kavit Shiurim and Kedushin, he brings a Raivit and Teres Koyanim. The Raivit and Teres Koyanim says Pshat and Rabbi Yosi as follows. Raivit says, Shekach nitno batoire, la noshim choyve ule noshim rishus, all the mitzvahs that the Torah gave, the Torah gave to both. But the oifen is that for them it's a choiva, and for them it's a rishus. Ba'anoshim dumye da'anoshim l'chol mitzvah sasei shazman gomen. I mean, the mitzvah was also given to them. That's what the Ravid says, according to Rabbi Yosi. The mitzvah was also given to them, the mitzvah was given to them, but there's no choiv on them to do it. That is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Not according to Rabbi Yossi, so by mail, the mitzvah was only given to Anoshim, not to Noshim. Zok Taisus. Michal Baskushi Oiso Maneches Tfilin. Bepsikte Drabchiski Beshem Rababo Omru, Ishtoi, it's choylik on this paraisa. Ishtoi shol yoyne ushova. When she came to be oyla regal, they told her to go back. Michal baskushi, michal bochachomi. So it's a machloik is tanoi. Ma she pirish bekunteres, di mitzvah sasei shazman gromohu, ho yomoichin biyo. The Rashi says that if it would be a mitzvah sasei shazman gromo, there would be moichin. She nire kimoi sifo. It's nire. As she says, Kitaisis Shanira Kemaisif. So it comes out that any mitzvah sasei shazman groma that an isha does, if you hold that, any mitzvah sasei shazman groma that an isha does is also, because it's Nira Kemaisif. The tumul is, if tfilin is a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, but this mitzvah sasei shazman groma is Nira Kemaisif, it's also. Zuktaisis ein Nira Lari. The Rabbi Yehuda less lay noshim soimchais rishus. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold noshim soimchais rishus. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, davzayin, that an isha is not is also to be mekayim a mitzvah sasei shas man gromen. B'shaminen lay beperikam de suke. We hear from Rabbi Yehuda perikam de suke. The Omar himself put down this maaseh. Hilni Hamalke, Oisa Yeshevis Besuke, Vizayin Bonel. She was sitting in the Sukkah. Now how is she allowed to sit in the Sukkah? It's Nirike Maisifa. That's Toisvis Kasha Amrashi. Umiyu Yeshli Yashe, the Mishum Bonel Oisa Yeshevis. That there is Bechlau no Kash. She was not sitting out herself. She was sitting out the Bonim. She was Bonim. Lay merzi kebaltais. So it's not merzi kebaltais. Inami. We'll come back to this teretz. Inami. Now Taisus wants to say another teretz why Hilni was permitted to sit in the sukkah. According to Rashi, Rashi holds that a woman is not permitted to be mekayim a mitzvah sasei shazman grome because it's nirikim moisev. So Taisvi says that a different teretz. Hilni is different. Mishum, now Taisvi says Bekiyas. Mishum de shamin elele rove bepeikhu bezn. Rove bepeikhu bezn says a yisoy de laver shaloi bizmanei boi kavonim. Rove says de laver shaloi bizmanei boi kavonim. Ulegabi. Shaloi bizmani, to be over about Taisif, you need kavone. Olegabe isha, the loy mechaiva, an isha that is not mechuyiv in a mitzvah, have a kishaloi bizmani. So for Taisif says an iluyas, that shaloi bizmani, if it's not the zman of mitzvah, you need kavone. So an isha filu bizmana mitzvah, but since she's not mechuyiv in the mitzvah, so by her, it's shaloi bizmanoi. So you need kavone. V'kivin de loy mechavni lo loy ovo. So since she's not mechavin, the whole din about Taisib is only when by shaloi bizmano, you need kavone. Kivin de loy mechavni lo loy ovo. Now let us see the marsha for 1 minute. Masho, and that's Adigvova Madal, the second Masho. Michal. Legabe isha deloy mechaive, have kishaloy bizmanoi. Tekiven deloy mechavni ad kalashain. Ubechi aigavna airi hachte hilni amalka. So we have now a teretz. It's wisdom the Baal Taisev. You have to have kavana to be able about Taisev shaloy bizmanoi. And the isha is called shaloy bizmanoi. Uktas koshe, frek de marsho, dim kein, mai moichiech mahach de michel bas kushi.
the kosovri mitzvah says is sheinas man grome, that tulnas mitzvah says sheinas man grome, eime dave mitzvah says sheinas man grome. Taka, this is here, voloi michu bo rabona, mishum dloi hava mechavnes, kehi de hilni. Just like Hilni wasn't mechavin, and the minute you're not mechavin l'shein mitzvah, so there's no bal toisiv, so Michal was also not mechavin. Yeshli yashiv, zuk the marshal. The bisuki yeshloim adodim yoshiv bo kol hashon, and shloim l'shein mitzvah suki. So that was, she was sitting in the suki, that it was cool, it was airy, so that's why she sat in the suki. So there you could say she wasn't mechavin. Asha ein kein tvillin devade ein odom mei nichon elim kein iskaven l'shein mitzvah. A person puts on tvillin as ich amachaven l'shein mitzvah. Now, l'chayre, we have here two terutzim in Taisvis. Taisvis wants to be mevaya why Hilni was permitted to sit in the sukkah. So the second terutz of Taisvis, she was permitted to sit in the sukkah because she wasn't mechaven. She wasn't mecham to mekayim mitzvah sukkah. The marshal, she was mecham like a person sits a whole year in the sukkah. She sat there sukkahs also. In Taisvis, in order to say this teretz, he had to say a ganze shtik teira. That what? That the rov says shaloi bizmani boi kavone, and the isha bizman is also like shaloi bizmano. So memele. So as long as she's not mecham in the mitzvah, there's no bal Taisvis. Now, what was Taisvis' first teretz? Taisvis' first teretz was before the shtik teira. So Taisus first teretz held that since it's zmanoi, I feel you're not mechaven yoiva bal Taisus. That's l'chayim b'hemshe. The second teretz had a shtik teira that you need kavone, and she wasn't mechaven. And then the marshal says she sat there stamazed because like you sit there in the middle of the year. But the first teretz did not know the shtik teira. The first teretz held that since it's bizmanoi. So a fellow without kavone to be mekayim the mitzvah, yoiva bal taisa. So what's taisa's teretz? So why wasn't she yoiva bal taisa? Why weren't they michu bo chachomim? So taisa says, v'shum boneo haisa yoshevis. So what is the difference between boneo and loy mechavne? If we say loy mechavne is also, if loy mechavne is also, so what's the difference between boneo and loy mechavne? That's the second teretz, the Loi Mechavni is Mutter. But according, before the second teretz, we hold Loi Mechavni is also. So Memele, so what's Mishum, what's the difference Mishum Boneo or Loi Mechavni? Dachsach mir pshatn Taisvis is as follows. The Sharetzin in Hilchis Sukke Simen Tar Lametes if Kotten Tzadigimu says as follows. There's a bakanta chayodom. Chayodom says, even though our minig is that we only make a broche on yeshiva sukkah when we eat. That's at the benet time. If you don't eat, you don't make a broche. So he says, that's tafke sukkah shaloi. Because there, the steiger is, he's going to eat there, he will eat there eventually. So in the middle, they were keveya the broche b'shas achila. Asher ein kein sukkah shaveiroi. Sukkah Chaveira, it's not Oymed Bechlau to eat there, so as soon as you go into Sukkah Chaveira, you make, that's the Chayodom, you make a broch. Make a leishe besukkah. Zok to Sharetzin, he says, but what if a person goes into Sukkah Chaveira, he wants to be goy v'achoyt? Wants to be goy v'achoyt? Does he have to make a leishe besukkah? He'll be goy v'achoyt will be a ganse yeshiva, kula hai v'ulai. Al kaponim, does he have to make a leishe besukkah? So Sharetzin says he won't have to make a leishe besukkah. Why? He says that person is a misasik. Why that he's a misasik? He has no interest in the sukkah. The leive behaltzach in the betzila dehemnusa behaltzach in the sukkah. So I have to get the leive there. But I'm not interested to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. That means I'm a misasik. I'm misasik besukkah. I want to have the leive. And the life is in the sukkah, but I don't know it in the sukkah. But lemaisa, that's called a misasik b'mitzvah sukkah. So that's called a mikai mitzvah sukkah. I'm doing something else, no satutzach mitzvah sukkah. Dachsa me this, and he says he brings this mi godel echot, shamati mi godel echot.
not mistaken, that's me, Rabbi Lezer Silvia said all that he was the God of Lechot. Al-Koponim, the Sharetzin says this word. That's me, this is Pshat and Toisvis. The first Teretz of Toisvis tells Mishum Boner, then she had to watch the kids. The kids had to be in the Sukkah. So she was also in the Sukkah there. But not, she was a Misasik. She's not interested in sitting in the Sukkah. She's interested in watching the kids. The kids had to be in the Sukkah. So maybe she was in the Sukkah. So maybe let's push it, is no Baal Toisvis. Mishum Boner. The second Teretz of Taisa says, "Thou the children." The Kedzuk the Marshal, she wanted to be in the Sukkah. She wanted to sit in the Sukkah. It was cool. It was too stuffy in the house. Mishum Avira. She wanted to be in the Sukkah. If she wanted to be in the Sukkah, so, if you want to be in the Sukkah, so even though you're not Mechavel L'Shem Mitzvah, Abba Bizmane, you don't need Kavone. Dach Taisa Zogin, Ashtik Teire, that no. That when Bizmane, don't you need Kavone? That's Tafke Vizabal Chiyuve. But if it's, she's an Isha, some Emele, some Bizmana, you also need Kavon. So since there was no Kavon L'Shem Mitzvah, some Emele, since there's no Kavon L'Shem Mitzvah, so there's no Baal Taisif. Ach nire Doichik. But this whole thing is a Psa Doichik, the Baal Taisif, and the Terutzim of Hilni Amalke. Nire Leforish, the Taime, Laman the Omar, the reason, the time Laman the Omar, the less lay reshus, Bishum the Tvilin Srichin Gufnoki. The reason, if you don't hold that Noshim Semchis reshus, so then the Ish is not allowed to wear Tvilin, because Srichin Gufnoki, the Noshim Ein Zrizeis Lizoya. So lechayret zeh modner meimonovshich. If noshim ein zrizes lizoyer, so there's a zaitike chesaron over here. So what's the difference if you hold noshim tzaymches rishus, if you hold it the mitzvah esesh as man grome? But if they're not ein zrizes lizoyer, so you're not allowed to wear tefillin. Weiss doch ois that the etzim the shail is as follows: if there's a mitzvah of tefillin, it's a mitzvah esesh shall ein as man grome, and them it's suvet to wear tefillin. Or Yod Noshim Soimches Rishus, so they have a kiyum a mitzvah, so they're not Zrizes Lizoya Baf Mitzvah, Zogan Zolun Yozayin Hazoriz. I mean, we have to weigh the two tzodim. Mitzad Echad, you can have a kiyum a mitzvah, Mitzad Acher, maybe they won't have a goof noki, it's fakert, it's, you can't be moiche, fakert, Baf Mitzvah, Zogan, they should be mishtabu, they have a goof noki. Ashein came. If there's no mitzvah and there's no rishus, stamazayep, staninyan, to put on tefillin, and that we tell them it's the there's a greater hiddur not to put on tefillin than to put on tefillin. Va'aliyah leregel, God the Ran in Sukkah says in the second parak of Sukkah, he says it's a different word. He says amuchas achayched, what's the issa for isha to wear tefillin? So he says it's a zilzel bekdushas tefillin. Would seem to put tefillin on someone who the Torah didn't give mitzvahs tefillin, that's a zilzel on the kedusha. V'aliyah l'regel mishum demerzek meviyachunun la'azore. And she brings a oilas riyah, so since she's potter, so it looks like chunun la'azore. Ay mishum riyahs ponim ba'azore shaloy le'tzoyrech. So that's this. Utki yeshoifer usmichen amidem ha'akvin. The man, the lesser of the shoe, slav mishum de merzi moisit, not because it's considered like moisit. El mishum de tkiye maloche de rabbonani. Tkiye is a maloche de rabbona. Kida oma bepeire kisi yadam. De ein vado doiche shabbos. That even though, that de ein vado doiche shabbos, even though there's a vadai chiyu, a person is mechuyev and tkiyah shofer, if it's Shabbos, ein vado doiche Shabbos. So Taisus learns, what does that mean? Because there's an iser meloche. Bidarabonan, even though the Gemara says chochma, ba'ina meloche, that's tafka min ha-teire, doesn't have Hashem meloche min ha-teire. But midarabonan, there's Hashem meloche. So memele, v'noshim don't have any mitzvah, so memele, not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. Usmiche, in the iser, why am noshim also besmicha, afilu bakof es yad, afilu it's not, bechol koicho, merzi ke avoide bekotchim, and that's why it is also.